This goes to Dr. Craig White. We'll leave the facts blank regarding Sally Curry, C-U-R-R-Y, date of birth 2/4/1946. Dear Dr. White, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Curry with diabetic nephropathy and preserved renal function, congestive heart failure, COPD, hypertension, and left nephrectomy. She does have a history of requiring hemodialysis for fluid overload and congestive heart failure, and that was back in 2019. She was able to stop when her renal function improved and fluid status also improved. She has gained 9 pounds over the last 6 months, but she denies any increased shortness of breath and no increased swelling in the ankles. No recent hospitalizations or procedures, and she was last seen by this practice May 9th of this year. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does use oxygen 24 hours a day and uses her CPAP at night. She has chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion, and she is in a wheelchair, and her husband is present and transports her by wheelchair. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Her Xarelto was changed to Eliquis, 2.5 milligram twice a day. She's not on Buciferone anymore. That wasn't really helping much. Her Protonix was changed to a different medication for her stomach, but they are not aware of what that is. They're going to call back with the name of the medication. I want to highlight the Lasix, 80 milligram twice a day, as well as potassium, 20 mil equivalent twice a day. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, but she uses Norco 10/325 every 6 hours as needed for pain. And she's on Rocaltrol, 0.25 microgram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Physical exam, weight is 232 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting. Large adult cuff it's the right forearm, actually, 138 over 74. Pulse is 92. Neck is supple. I'm unable to visualize any JVD, but she's very obese. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, very distant sounds. Extremities, 2 to 3+ edema from toes to her knees bilaterally, and this is stable. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 11/7 of 2022. Creatinine was improved at 0.97. Estimated GFR is 61. Sodium, 143. Potassium is 3.4. Carbon dioxide, 25. Albumin, 3.7. Her phosphorus is 3.2. Calcium is 9.7. Hemoglobin, 15.2 with normal white count, normal platelets. Intact parathyroid hormone, 91.3, and the previous level was 91. So that is stable. Assessment and plan, diabetic nephropathy with improved kidney function. Secondary hyperparathyroidism, stable on low dose of Rocaltrol. Congestive heart failure without exacerbation. COPD, oxygen dependent. Hypertension, currently at goal. And history of left nephrectomy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 2 to 3 months. She will follow a low-salt diabetic diet and her fluid restriction of 56 ounces per 24 hours. And she'll have a follow-up visit by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.